Welcome to Con Café for the 11th day of March, year of our Lord 2024. So glad you could join us. As you can tell, I'm back in the home studio. Thankful to God for a wonderful, incredible couple of weeks filled with blessings and incredible experiences, incredible people. And for that, we give all God, all honor to, and glory to God. We're going to the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 to 33, in the Message version of the Bible, for a devotional called, Are You a Sturdy Dreamer? And those of you who know what that is from. And if you don't, you'll learn in a bit. But I pray our time together will bring you blessings and allow you to better your walk with Christ, better your life with the Lord, and make you a better blessing all around. Ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 20. There were some Greeks in town who had come up to worship at the feast. They approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Can you help us? Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip together told Jesus, and Jesus answered, Time's up. Time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Listen carefully. Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried in the ground, dead to the world, but if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over. In the same way, anyone who holds on to life just as it destroys that life. But if you let it go, reckless in your love, you'll have it forever, real and eternal. If any of you wants to serve me, then follow me. Then you'll be where I am, ready to serve at a moment's notice. The Father will honor and reward anyone who serves me. Right now I am storm-tossed. And what am I going to say? Father, get me out of this? No, this is why I came in the first place. I'll say, Father, put your glory on display. A voice came out of the sky. I've glorified it. I'll glorify it again. The listening crowd said, Thunder. Others said, An angel spoke to him. Jesus said, The voice didn't come out for me, but for you. At this moment, the world is in crisis. Now Satan, the ruler of this world, will be thrown out. And I, as I am lifted up from the earth, will attract everyone to me and gather them around me. He put it this way to show how he was going to be put to death. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, happy Monday to you, dear friend. I wish you peace and joy during this day. My heart is full as Nellie and I still are celebrating the birth of our seventh grandchild. We were blessed to be home when Caitlin and baby Ari James came home from the hospital. Mom and baby, you're doing well. We thank God for that. Seeing this baby boy reaffirms my belief in God's marvelous creation. Incredible. Tiny, tiny hands and feet. But not for long. This boy is going to grow just like his two brothers and be a big boy with God's blessing and help. We thank you again, dear friends, for your prayers. Your prayers meant a lot to us and got us through some stressful moments there, one stressful night in particular. Truly, they were answered in a marvelous way. Big brother Eli had the last of his sutures removed at a plastic surgeon's office on Friday, and he was quite the trooper, not even wincing with their removal. Gracias a Dios. But friends, may we be in prayer for the family of the Reverend Josue Mora, a retired pastor from the Rio Texas Conference. He passed away this week. Josue is the brother to Dr. Raquel Mora Martinez. She is the wife of our Bishop Joel Martinez. His memorial service, from what I understand, will be in June to accommodate family and friends who want to celebrate his life. May God's comfort be with all who mourn his death during these days. Well, friends, God bless Nellie and me in letting us be in the Holy Land 6 years ago around this time of year, and later to travel to Greece about 3 or so years ago with a great group of brothers and sisters from our church, First Methodist of Gonzales, Texas. The impact of Jesus on Greece is almost immediately felt and seen. We could sense that. We saw it. We were blessed by it. The first European convert to Jesus, thanks to Paul, was a woman named Priscilla, whose church we were blessed to visit. So to read during this passage, or to read that during Jesus' ministry because of this passage, some Greeks came to Jerusalem. That reinforces the belief that many people heard about and sought the Messiah. The universal longing for God's Messiah shows there are no borders or boundaries or barriers to seeking and finding He who would save you from your sins. Even Greece. Those Greeks probably did not expect to hear that they might have to die to become followers of the Lord Jesus. That statement, I'll read it again, when Jesus said, "Time's up, the time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." And then he said, "Listen carefully, unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over. In the same way, anyone who holds on to life, just as it destroys that life. But if you let it go, reckless in your life, you'll have it forever, real and eternal." This metaphor highlights the cost of following Jesus. It may require sacrifice, letting go of worldly desires, and embracing challenges for a greater purpose. Now, the calling from Jesus to us is to realize that we must sacrifice all to receive that glorified life. Jesus challenges us to examine our priorities. Are we following Him for personal gain or out of a genuine desire to serve Him and live according to His teachings? Jesus holds, and hear this, friends, Jesus holds transformative power, and that is found in surrendering to God's will. When we surrender to Him everything that's holding us back, we will be transformed. Amen. Now, we should release our desires for earthly comforts and know that that can lead to a deeper connection with God and a more fulfilled life guided by His purpose. Jesus knew the power of earthly things to detract and even detach us from Him. We must not take off our eyes from the prize, an eternal relationship with the God of love. Our investment should be in putting our energy in things that have lasting value, which is a lasting relationship with God. A daily commitment to be by Jesus' side, serving with Him faithfully in a life that loves and embraces all people. Jesus says, quite correctly, even now, at this moment, the world is in crisis, and His death was what was needed for God's plan to move forward. Now, friends, this passage made me think immediately of a classical and powerful hymn that I love called "Are You Able?" The lyrics are like the response of Jesus to the Greeks and also at other points to His own disciples and maybe even to you and me. But the challenging reality to all who would follow Him are found in these awesome words. "Are you able," said the Master, "to be crucified with me? Yea," the sturdy dreamers answer, "to the death we follow thee." And then the chorus says, "Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like thee, divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to love, to God, to love and loyalty." So sturdy dreamers of the world, unite and get to work doing what God has called us to do. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank You for the gift of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who willingly laid down His life for our salvation. Help us to embrace the call to die to ourselves so that we may live fully for You. Give us the strength and courage to surrender our will to Yours, trusting in Your plan and purposes for our lives. May we bear fruit that brings glory to Your name and spreads Your love to others. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Reflect on those areas of your life where you may be holding on to selfish desires or ambitions. Surrender those areas to God and ask Him to help you die to self so that you may bear fruit for His kingdom. Seek opportunities to serve others and share the love of Christ with those around you, knowing that true life is found in sacrificial love and obedience to God's will. I love and thank God for you. I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. And if this has blessed you, push all the buttons there to help the metrics of this system show others that you have been blessed. We want to win the world for Jesus Christ, and we can do it with your help, your prayers, your gifts, whatever. I love and thank God for you. And again, may the Lord bless you and keep you now and always. Amen.